California's Salton Sea shimmers like a mirage in an arid land, but its waters are nearly lifeless, full of salt and agricultural chemical runoff. The farming communities near the sea are among the poorest in the U.S., with high unemployment and nearly one in four people living in poverty. Frank Salazar is a local resident and activist.
What we lack is opportunity, you know? I think opportunity is what we need here in this county.
The Salton Sea is shrinking as streams are diverted to farming. On windy days, toxic dust from the dry lakeshore fouls the air.
When you look at the asthma levels of our local children, when you look at the cancer levels of our local residents, they're through the roof.
But far below the sea's floor lies a vast reservoir of superheated water, rich in lithium, the element used to create batteries for electric vehicles and a key to slowing global warming.
We have what some have described as the Saudi Arabia of lithium here in the state of California.
The stakes are high, not only for the region's future prosperity, but for U.S. national security. The U.S. wants a domestic supply of lithium.
Today, more than 80% of all lithium is mined in Australia, Chile, and China. But the Salton Sea's treasure trove of the mineral could change those numbers dramatically.
We expect to produce about a third of global lithium from this site. It's an incredible resource.
Companies are already drilling.
What you see in the background there are two production wells, full diameter wells that will produce enormous amounts of brine to feed the plant, that which will be located here.
State and local officials envision a lithium-based industrial complex with battery factories and electric car manufacturing.
Well-paying jobs with benefits that currently aren't here in Imperial County. I salivate when I think about it 5-10 years down the road, how big it can be.
Conservationists like Eileen Anderson approve of the environmentally friendly extraction process powered by geothermal energy. They hope lithium projects will generate funds to restore the Salton Sea, which is a crucial stopover point for migrating birds. And she's looking at the big picture.
If we're going to transition to clean energy and get off our fossil fuel addiction, lithium's going to be a key component.
Hope for a region down on its luck and a planet heating up. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Imperial, California.
Let's bring in Yan Wang, who is a professor of mechanical engineering at Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Massachusetts. He joins us live now. Thanks for being on this news hour, Yan. Why is lithium so important, particularly in the battle against climate change?
So because lithium is the key element for lithium batteries, we know lithium batteries is widely used for portable electronics, electric cars, and grid storage. That's why we need lithium in order to make lithium batteries.
Professor, you mentioned batteries, that lithium is used for batteries, but what other potentials does it have?
And lithium has other applications, but right now, people are betting lithium batteries will be widely used in electric cars. That's a huge market. You see all the news from major car companies, right? So they announced by 2030, 2035, all the car will be made by, will be powered by lithium batteries. That's a huge market, huge potential for the lithium.
And so can those batteries then be recycled? What impacts are there on the environment using lithium?
And right now, people are starting thinking about lithium battery recycling and consider it's a limited resource. And also, it's hard to mine those lithium from either from lithium mining. So recycling lithium batteries is critical for sustainable industry. And also, in addition to recycling, I think we also need to think about developing other types of batteries, like sodium-ion batteries. It's also important.
Professor, what are some of the other challenges in lithium becoming a sustainable industry, not just the recycling?
I think how to mine the lithium more efficiently and also lower cost and that's also probably important. And I still think recycling is a key piece of puzzle in order to enable the industry sustainability. Because like as I said, like lithium, there's only limited resource for lithium. It's also mainly mined in a few countries like Australia, Chile, China, Argentina. And so imagine like, for example, US like produce roughly 10% of lithium batteries, but we don't mine lithium here. So that's why like you use lots of lithium, but you don't produce any lithium. So that means you have to recycle those spent batteries. Like in addition, like based on some report by 2050, if people don't recycle lithium, there's not enough lithium for the industry, mainly driven by the electric vehicle industry.
Well, it certainly is a growing industry, and we appreciate your insights. Thank you very much. Yan Wang, a professor of mechanical engineering. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.